Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Brandon Melamed from the Department of Synagogue Initiatives, filling in for Rabbi Naftali Herman this week. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it part of your day on Yom Hamishi, the ninth day of the month of Adar here in the United States, and already Yom Shishi in Eretz Yisrael. We are so thankful to Hashem that all the hostages from October 7th have finally been brought home, and we continue to pray for everyone else who needs health and blessings in any way. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Avram Weinrib from Congregation Zichron Eliezer in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Weinrib's remarks, we will recite together three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, that's 20, 121, and 130, followed by Achenu in both Hebrew and English. Then we will say the Misha Berach for the Chayalim, and we will conclude with the Misha Berach L'Cholim for those who are sick or injured, at which point Rabbi Weinrib will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/TehillimCall. That's ou.org/TehillimCall. One more time, that's ou.org/TehillimCall. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinrib.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon to everyone. It's an honor to be back with you. Thank you again to the OU for facilitating this call and continuing the incredible chizuk that's been going on for years through this phone call. And even more incredible is all of you who have joined day in, day out, week after week, month after month, and year after year for this ability to mechazik both each other and Klal Yisrael and daven for all those who need Tfilos. It should be a tzchus to all of us by joining together and davening together. To share a thought, I just got back 2 days ago from Eretz Yisrael. A whirlwind trip, we were up north and down south and all over, and we had the tzchus to visit many places which were very much connected to October 7th. Some people may feel that the war is over, and the hostages are back, which is all true, Baruch Hashem. But there's so much to be connected to, so much pain still to feel for those who have lost loved ones, and to see also the rebuilding of what's taking place. One of the places we visited was Kerem Shalom. And we got to hear from a number of special individuals, widows, who lost her husband on Simchas Torah on October 7th. And we met the Whitman family, herself and her 5 children. And I want to share something that she shared with us, but I want to begin with just a question from this week's parsha, and then to share what she said, which I think very much connects this idea. The past week we had Parsha Truma, this week Tzaza, and Tzaza opens up with the idea of the Shemen Zayir Zach, the olive oil which is used to light the menorah. And the menorah is something which was a beautiful edifice, a work of art, gold. And there were cups on the menorah which were part of the decorative aspect along with flowers and other decorative parts of the menorah. And there's a question in the Rishonim exactly how these cups looked. They were part of the menorah. Were the cups facing upwards, the cups facing downwards? And I would have thought that cups should be facing upwards. They're a receptacle. They're there to accept and to be something which would be indicative of a receptacle, a keli. And the Rambam famously has the depiction of these cups facing downwards. And the question is why? Why are these cups facing downwards? An unusual way of depicting what cups would look like, facing down instead of up. And that brings me back to what we heard from Mrs. Whitson in Kerem Shalom. She shared with us that on October 7th, the morning of Simchas Torah, she was with her husband, Zichrono Livracha, and her five children, 2 to 9 years old, in the mamad, in their safe room. And she's sitting there, and they begin to hear this gunfire taking place outside on the kibbutz. And her husband, who's one of the members of the volunteer security force, turns to his wife and says, "I need to go out and protect our kibbutz." And she looks at him and says, "You need to protect our family and stay with us." And he turns back to her and says, "This is my mission, to go out and protect and take care of Klal Yisrael." And he went out, and himself and the rest of the members of the volunteer security force fought against a number of terrorists. And unfortunately, they all lost their lives, but they saved the entire kibbutz, because all those who were hiding out, they never got to them. Never able to do the atrocities that happened in so many other places. And she's sitting there telling us a story and sharing with us what took place. And the one part that she didn't share was what she responded back when her husband said, "I need to go out, this is my mission." And it was clear that what she told him was, "Go. Go. You need to go. That's where you belong." And those were the last words that she ever said to him. And he was killed protecting and saving Klal Yisrael. And I walked away just blown away by the ability for a husband, for a wife, who lived a life with the realization that it's not about us. It's not about just what we can do for ourselves, but we're here to give, to take care of, to protect, to think about others, Klal Yisrael. And that's really the mission of all of us. We don't live for ourselves, we live for others. We live to take care of others, to worry about others, to think about others. And Lubavitcher Rebbe says that's the idea of these upside-down cups, the beautiful light of the menorah, which represents the light that we spread to the entire world. The cups are upside down because they're representing that the light is not for us to take. The light is to go, to spread, to give, to love, to take care of, to think about, and worry about others. And that's the message of these upside down cups, the message really of Klal Yisrael for all the Dorosh generations, and the message really of Purim itself, which is coming next week. The celebration of Purim is a day which we celebrate giving, thinking about, taking care of, worrying about others. Haman famously came up with the idea that Klal Yisrael are people who are spread apart. Mefor is a nation which doesn't care about each other. And the entire celebration of Purim says no. We send gift baskets and we take care of those who are destitute and we invite people to our meals, because the entire celebration of Purim is about giving and taking care and worrying about others. The lessons that we saw by the Whitson family, the lesson of the menorah, and the lesson of Klal Yisrael, how we survive throughout the ages by taking care and thinking, worrying about others. And that's really the message of Tehillim that we're saying to Klal Yisrael. We're not saying it just for ourselves and just for those who we know, but for everyone, to Klal Yisrael, because we care, we worry, and we take care of, and we daven for everyone, for every member of Klal Yisrael, because that's who we are as a people, as a nation, and that's exactly what causes and gives us the ability to survive throughout the generations. And it should be a schus for all of us, the caring, the tehillim, the tefillos that we're going to say now, a dedication that we have to the well-being of everyone in Klal Yisrael. With that, we'll begin the Tehillim, starting with Kapitel Chas, Psalm 20. L'natzeach mizmor l'David. Yancha adonai b'yemtzara, tzagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrocha mikodesh, u'mitzion esadeka. Yizkar kol minchosecha, olas chidash nasela. Yitein lecha kevavecha, otos tocha yimalei. Nranu b'shuasecha, u'vishem Eloheinu nego, ומעלה אדוני כל מה שעלה עצך. עתי ידעתי כי ישיע אדוני משיחו, יעניר בשמי קודשו, לגבור עשייה שימינו, Eile Barachav, Eile Basusim, Vanachnu B'Shem, Adonai Eleinu Nazkir. Hema Karu V'Nafal V'Nachnu Kamna V'Nesodad, Adonai Hashia Melech Ha'Neinu B'Yom Kareinu. Next capital is capital Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shilam Alos, Sonai El Harim, Mi'ayin Yevo Yezri. Ezri Mi'im Adonai Osei Shemayim V'Aretz. Ayitein Lamod Raglecha, Ayinim Shomrecha. Hine Lo Yanuv Lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzuchal Yadim Minecha. Yom HaMashemesh Layakaka, Yareach Balova. Adonai Yishlocha Mikara, Yishmar Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmar Tezcha V'yecha, Me'ata V'yad Olam. Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir HaMalos, Yimamakim Kerosicha Adonai. Adonai Shema B'Koli, Tiena Zecha Kashuvos, V'kol Tach Adonai. Im Avonos Yishmaya, Adonai Miyamod. Ki Imcha Aslicha V'man Tivarei, Ki Visi Adonai Kiv Sanashi, Ludvore Echolti. Nafshi v'Adonai Mishenim L'Beker, Shomrim L'Boker. Yechel Yisrael El Adonai, M'Adonai Chesed, V'Abei Moifidust. V'hu Yifdash Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Achino kol beis Yisrael hanesunim atzar v'ashevya omdim mei miyom uvim b'yabasha. Hamakim mirachim aleyem yotiyei mitzar l'vracha me'afilu l'oro m'shivu l'gula hashta b'agalav z'man kariv v'nomar amin. So our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land and the all-present have compassion upon them, lead them from distress to relief, darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon may say Amen. Shibarach for the Chayot Tzahal, Shibarach HaVaseinu, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Yivorach Et Chayot Tzahal, Agonot B'Yisrael, Manchi Kochos Abit Yachon, Homdim Al Mishmar Aseinu, Bari Eloheinu, Yivul Elevanon, Ve'amibar Mitzrayim, Mi'am Agadol, Alevor Arava, V'chom Malkom Shehem, Ve'yabasha, Ve'avir Vayam, Yitir Adonai Yisavinu, Hamakam Aleinu, Begatham Lefneim, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yishma V'yatzlas Chayaliya V'kol Tzora V'tzuka V'kanego Machla. Yishlach Baruch Hu V'astachem B'chol Ma'asi Yedeyim Yidai V'shaninu U'tachdeyim Yatrein V'kesi Yishua V'atres Nitachon V'kayim V'hem Akostav Ki Adonai Aleichem Oleichim Achem Leilachem Lechem Leveichem Leshiatchem V'namar Amin. Shvirach L'cholim Shvirach HaVaseinu Avram Mitzu Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarach Yu Etzacholim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Lurafam Lachazkam Lachayusam Yishlach Lahem Yehi Rufu Ashlaim Neshmaim Lachol Avareim Lachol Gedeim Sof Shachar Yisrael Lufuach Nefesh Vuvuz Laguf Hashd Lagalos Makariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinreb. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, Amir Sashem, in the near future. Rabbi Herman will be back on next week on Monday. And I would also like to thank our colleague, Rebecca Levy, for all of her help coordinating the call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program next Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Israel Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah of prayer together. With heart full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world. Have a great day.